The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday. It's April the 17th, and we have Dave Moores with us, City of Columbia. Good to have you here. And Dave comes on from time to time. You save us money on heating and cooling and making the house energy efficient in every way. Today, we're going to talk about saving money with water.
With water. It's our most precious resource.
It is.
To extend this, we're going to make sure we're using it efficiently at home. And it's also spring, so people are planting, aren't they?
So you're talking about water-efficient plants.
Mm-hmm. It's called xeroscaping, if you want a big
xeroscaping.
Word for it.
So what is xeroscaping?
It means using plants that don't use a lot of water and don't require a lot of water.
And, mainly
and
native
planting
plants.
And planting out your landscape to not use a lot of water, too.
I've read several stories about people planting the lawn in native plants, taking the grass out and just having native plants because the native plants can sustain hot, dry summers better than grass.
And also wet springs.
And wet springs,
right. Yeah. So, you know, it's if you're at the store, and I might preface this by saying that if you go to our city website, gocolumbiamo.com, and type in water-efficient landscaping, you can get a lot of these notes online that way, plus a whole list of the different plants that you can use.
Okay, so go to Columbia.
GoColumbiaMo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then type in water-efficient landscaping.
Okay.
Okay, that'll get you right there. So what it's going to suggest, though, is you look at your yard. If there's a wet spot, a dry spot, plant accordingly. If you have any shade that you might take advantage of, you know, some shade-loving plants or a building nearby, can lower your usage of water by 20% because it helps retain the water in the soil, etc. Sun is great for the plants, but it also is good for evaporation. And then you can select the plants, too, that may require less light or more light, you know, judge accordingly. You know, the thing about Missouri clay that you're well aware of is that you can create buckets, you know, when you're digging soil, can kill your plants. So you want to make sure when you take your soil out that you put in some soil amendments, some sand or some
spinach. But wait a minute. Aren't most of the Missouri plants, the native plants of Missouri, they're used to growing in that clay?
Sure. But this is for the water retention, you know, if you're going to go ahead and go to the effort and stuff, because it'll help you more like a sponge. It'll hold water longer. A lot of the clays will just run off the top.
Now, I've seen a product in the hardware stores, and I've seen them for 2 or 3 years now. And I didn't buy them because it almost seemed too good to be true. But it's they're little granules that it says if you spread them on your yard, on your grass, it will reduce your watering by 20% or 50%, something like that. Is that true?
That I haven't run into recently, but I do know of a product that you're suggesting, I think, where they mix it in along with the planted soil, and it is their moisture retention globules, I guess you'd call them, where they absorb water when it's there and then they release it when it's not.
So is this something that would be okay to put into the soil in your garden?
That I don't know. Most of what we end up doing is, you know, using mulches, of course, you know, to smother out the weeds because your weeds will rip you off for a lot of water. We work in different amendments in the soil to make sure that they will hold
the moisture.
Right, you
want to have a lot of fiber in the soil.
Yeah, and anything like that is sort of hard to prove one way or the other. It's a difficulty. I've not had any my backyard gardeners, you know, revel in this product you're talking about, so I don't know what to tell you about
it. All right. But the bottom line is, if you plant native plants, you're going to need a lot less work in keeping them going, a lot less water, and they're going to do better.
That's right.
Because they are native to this area.
And there's a ton of them. There's black-eyed Susans, there's curly grass, there's a bottle brush grass, velvet grass, other kind of grasses you can have. There's barberry, forsythia, you know, all sorts of bushes and stuff.
And many of these will attract bees and butterflies, which
That's
we
right.
need.
Right.
The bees are in bad shape right now, and anything we can do to help the environment for the bees is going to help all of us because of the pollination.
Have you planted any of the purple coneflowers?
Yes, I have.
See,
yes,
they
I
just
have.
Grow like crazy.
Yes.
I mean, and they're gorgeous. You know, they bloom for so long and last a long time. So, yeah, I'd encourage the listeners that they could look at Missouri native plants.
And, you know, the thing is, if you just go out and walk around the country roadside or in meadows, and you will find absolutely gorgeous, beautiful flowers that are growing with no attention at all by mankind.
Yeah.
God is taking care of them.
That's right.
With the sprinkling system from heaven.
Now, you know, if you want to extend that analogy, one thing you do want to kind of avoid if you're worried about water retention is putting in large stones in your landscape. They're very pretty, but they get super hot in the summertime. But they're, of course, in the sun. They're going to help evaporate more moisture quicker. So you want to choose your materials for your landscaping and choose your plants.
Okay.
And choose
but go to ColumbiaMold.com and then
water-efficient landscaping.
Water-efficient landscaping, and that'll tell you. We're almost out of time, Dave, but as we go into the warmer months of the year, there are a couple of important things that people need to think about as far as efficiency with their air conditioning.
There you go.
What do you need to do?
Well, you need to make sure there's no debris around that outside unit that's gathered over the wintertime with all these leaves blowing around and debris in the air. Make sure your fins are clean. You want, of course, that furnace filter out of there. You know, make sure you got a new furnace filter in there. And lower your expectations for cooling. You know, try to raise that thermometer up, thermostat.
What is it? How many degrees? If you lower it in the wintertime by 2 or 3 degrees, you can save a lot of money.
3% per degree.
3% per
degree.
Per degree.
Mm-hmm.
And if you raise it in the summertime,
say 5% per degree.
Oh,
so you go from 3 degrees to 15%, so your air conditioner will last longer, your bills will be lower. And again, it's just you can use fans to move air around, you know, that helps a lot. You can dress accordingly, avoid the heavy fabrics and all that.
And if your utility, depending on where you live, I'm on Boone Electric, and you can sign up for the load management, and you save money on your air conditioning and heating bill. They will cycle it off when we're on a peak alert. They'll cycle it off for 20 minutes an hour. And you don't even notice that. And I believe the city of Columbia does that too.
Yeah, because when we're hitting our peak load and we have to go buy extra power because we didn't bargain for it last October,
right.
Then we have to charge a little more for it, and this is to avoid that.
Okay. Dave Morris, thank you so much for coming
by.
City of Columbia, water and light and energy preservation, we'll say.
Preservation.
All right, we got out of time for today. Tomorrow, Larry Brown will be on. I want to remind you, our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to have more information about what we were talking about, go to the city website, gocolumbiamode.com, and you'll find all kinds of energy-saving tips there. Bye-bye.